Welcome to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast,
where we've flipped the script with our groundbreaking modus operandi to bring you real, relevant, and relatable tactics and techniques to master your own play to win mindset.
Talk about a superpower. It's time to iron your cape.
What we know for sure is what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one is really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Welcome to The Edge, where playing not to lose is not an option. So, Karen.
Yes, Jen.
I was thinking about something that you taught me years and years and years ago, and it's a saying that has always stuck with me, and it's that your biggest asset can become your biggest ass ache.
So, so true.
And so today we wanted to talk about that, as we've talked about strengths a lot in the past, because we just are obsessed with people leveraging their strengths and having a bigger impact on the world. It's about sometimes when a strength is overdone, or it can get in your way, or it's not the right strength for the situation. When we think about those things, it's about how do you strategically use your strengths to get the results that you want.
And it's so funny, Jen. So right there, you're just sitting here and you're going, yep, that's it. How do you use your strengths? And right there, that's one of yours, being strategic.
You know, it's funny, Kara. So as we've been settling into the North Carolina house and all that great stuff, I was putting away some files yesterday and I found a performance review that I have kept since 2001, right? Huh. Which is weird that I have it. Don't ask those kinds of questions about why. But anyway, I thought, you know what? I'm going to read through and see what it is. The word influence was used no less than 10 different times in the performance eval. So I'm going through it, and Jen's ability to influence and her influence on this and her influence on that. And it's interesting because influence, the domain of influencing is really high actually for both of us. Yeah. And to see that my strength, when I didn't even know it was my strength, was so called out, it was kind of amazing, right? So I just bring it up because yes, we will talk and use language of our strengths. So I say strategically use your strengths because strategic's my number one. And so by knowing your strengths, you can know where do you default? How does it come naturally? When do you want to use a strength? When don't you want to use a strength?
You know, Jen, it's funny that you just said that, because when you just said that about, you know, when you strategic, because you're all about strategy, right? You lead with influence. However, your top strength is strategic. And my number three strength is adaptability. So I was just sitting here and going, well, I'm not getting strategic about my strengths. I'm being adaptable. So it's interesting, kind of almost we're like saying the same thing, but we're defaulting to our own way of how it's actually going to work. And I think that people really need to pay attention to that, on how it is that when you look at your strengths, you know, how does your strength speak your language? I mean, we were in a training with a corporation one day, and there was a guy so leads with strategic, is very analytical. And in my head, I remember I'm trying to convert like what he's saying in my head to a language that I can understand, because I didn't get the analytics piece. So I think that this is just so important. And I know we're going to talk about assets and assets, but I think it's really important to understand each other's strengths and to be able to, if you don't speak it fluently, at least be able to understand it a little bit. Because I don't speak your strategic strength. However, I can still understand how it's important and the bits and pieces affect the whole big picture. So I think that that's it's interesting how that just came up right there.
Yeah. And it is, you are leading with adaptability, in situations, when you ask yourself the question, which strength do I want to use right now? What strengths will get me the result that I'm looking for? Knowing that you have, obviously, Clifton Strengths has 34 strengths, and we really focus on navigating and paying attention to the top 10. But which one, knowing you can ebb and flow and you don't have to be as rigid, right? So I think that that's really important, and to know some of the basics so that you know what's important to the other person as well.
Yeah. And I even think it's funny you use the word rigid, because that doesn't even come up in my vocabulary because of being so adaptable.
That's right. And it's also interesting, as we talk about asset and ass aches, I'm recalling the time we were in the corporation and you were talking about that you don't speak analytical. So that particular person, their mantra on everything was facts over feelings. That's it. You wanted to know about this person. If you knew that, you would know this person, right? But facts over feelings, because you lead with analytical, that you lead in the strategy department, and that you really like numbers and data and being able to evaluate something, what happens is you can start to alienate people who skew heavier and more feeling type strengths. And so different situations are going to call for different things. And that was one of the coaching moments that we were able to give that leader, was how can you allow room for both? Facts are important, and feelings. And whether the feelings aren't necessarily, I'm so mad about this, but does it feel in integrity of what it is that we want to do? Is this what we want to go with, this strategy to be able to build stronger relationships? Being able to allow people to feel overwhelmed and exhausted while trying to implement the data. All of that is important, and realizing that that facts over feelings easily can become an ass ache if it becomes too rigid.
You know, Jen, that's a great point. And I know that we're still going with ass ache and asset, but I just want to go back to that person that we're talking about with the analytical. Everything turned analytical, right? And I saw myself in that meeting completely starting to, I'll be honest, guys, I start to check out, right? You're not speaking my language. And I'm like, I don't even know what's happening right now. So it's like, okay, pay attention, because like, this is about watching your own thoughts. So now I'm like, okay, wait, I'm checking out. Wait a second. Who else is checking out? So I'm like watching around the room, the different people that are checking out. And it's great for me, because I was able to pull up different reports in front of me. And I'm like, okay, yep, zero strategy. Yep, zero analytic. Okay, no context. So the thing here was, is that by him speaking so analytical and so stuck in that spot, he was losing people. Now, one of the big things that we helped him out with the following day, or whatever, the next time we had conversations with him, was his second, well, I think his third top strength was relator. So it was then about, okay, great, how can you use relator right now to make the connections? And I told him what happened for me, that I started to check out, that I didn't understand. So then I had to do some, you know, some language conversion in my own head to get me to stay connected, but really truly paying attention in different environments and knowing your people about then, okay, who am I losing because I'm getting so analytical? But it's just when you really start to understand strengths, I think it's like a superpower in your back pocket.
Yeah, I agree. And you can do this in many types of situations, right? So going into a meeting, what strength do I want to bring into this meeting? Going into a negotiation, a presentation, a hallway conversation. It doesn't matter what you're doing, but the moment that you can start to use awareness for situational strengths so that your assets can come across, and not sort of tip and turn people off. And it's very, very interesting to say to yourself, I'm going into X, Y, and Z, and I'm trying to get this result. What do I know about the situation? What do I know about the people? What do I know about what's important? What do I know that others care about? And what am I going for? And based on all of that information, which one of my strengths would be most appropriate right now?
Yeah, and here's where we're going to connect the asset and the assay. And so just recently, I was talking to probably one of my favorite leaders in the whole world. And one of her top strengths is competition. And she's going into a meeting where it was really, really important for her to get her point across and have the person that she reports to really truly understand what it was that she was saying. So we had a great discussion about how to make sure that she's getting her win with competition through the other person's win. So essentially what it was about was, okay, I know that competition is one of your go-tos, but you're going to have to leave your competition at home, because competition and getting in a win-lose kind of thing with the leader that that you really need to partner with is not going to be beneficial. So basically it was, how do we figure out what the other person's win is? And then using one of the other top five strengths that she has to go into this meeting. So although her competition is a great asset, in this situation, going in with competition and looking to get a win would be a complete asset, because she would have went in there and tried to really truly win, get her win. But now she got a win with the other person winning, and she brought in different strengths. So she was able then at that point to say, okay, great, how am I going to really truly use my activator strength to help in this kind of situation? Because the way activator shows up for her was really truly about, you know, sitting there and saying the influence that she can have on other people to make everybody be more productive and to help point out people's talents and people's skills and be able to just say, okay, we all have the ability and we all have those things that we need. So how do we move forward as a team? Because that's the most important piece of this. And then after the, you know, basically it was funny. She's like, I really think that you're onto something, and I need to really make sure I pay attention. That truthfully, it was about the other person, and she needed to keep that in the forefront. So it was definitely about, okay, keeping competition aside. And it was the best way to go about that meeting. And she basically said that she nailed it. So all of this is about what's going to be the best for the situation that you have. And, you know, it's funny, Jen, because we think about your top five: strategic, activator, relator, futuristic, and positivity. It's even thinking about, you know, where can some of those be overdone, and where does that kind of bite you in the ass? Like for me, I know that my command, I love it, and I can make things happen and I can get things done, and it's my go-to, especially under stress. But where does that become, no, we're doing it this way, and that not really a beneficial way to go into things? Like my command is not great for a negotiation. However, if I could sit here and say, okay, great, how do I pull my relator in? How do I pull my self-assurance in? You know, how is it that I want to really use my activator or the adaptability? Because those are my top five. But like I said, going into a negotiation, command's not, I'm not going to start dictating orders and telling people what to do or how to do it, because you want more about the connection.
Yeah, I love it. So great examples. And what it really, as we wrap this up, it's all about the power of choice, right? And being able to choose your strength that's the most appropriate in the situation. It's knowing what your strengths are, It's knowing when they're augmented, what that looks like, and when they're overdone, what that looks like. And then in the moment, being able to pick and choose to be able to get the results that you want. Cool.
Done.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast. Craving more? Of course you are. Check out our website at kickstartyouredge.com, where we fire you up, fan the flames of your competitive edge culture, and ignite your tenacious pursuit of an all-out play-to-win mindset.